Welcome to the Freedom Report, broadcasting from Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Who's Austin Peterson?
Liberty champion Austin Peterson. This Justin Bieber lookalike and a powerful advocate for liberty.
I'm an American. I love life, liberty, and family. But I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore libertarian. What am I doing here? I'm trying to restore the republic. The Libertarian Republic is a website aimed at furthering the ideas of economic freedom and personal liberty. I don't really care about parties. All I care about are ideas. And the one idea I care the most about...
Freedom!
Your freedom, no excuses, on the Freedom Report Podcast. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Freedom Report Podcast. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. And today is Thursday, January 22nd. And first of all, let me apologize. I haven't been able to put out a podcast for a week. People are kind of like, Austin, you got to put out these more often. But I had to go to New York this week to do Stossel. I had to prep for it. It was the State of the Union show, so I had a ton of research I had to do. And then I had to get back from New York late last night. And it was one hell of a trip. I was exhausted. So I got a late start today, but I'm here. Ready to talk about a topic that I've been wanting to talk about with a long time with you guys because, it's the kind of thing where a lot of different opinions. First of all, we're talking about foreign policy, and we're going to talk about drones. How I learned to stop worrying and love the drone, right? So the issue of drones in regards to foreign policy is the question of, there's a problem, you got to lay it out, that it's, you're going to talk about weaponized drones. That's a different issue than an observation drone. And you have public drones, and you have private drones. So if you want to discuss this issue, you got to get granular and not just like be this sort of like strange paranoid conspiracy theorist. There are lots of different issues regarding drones, but whenever, a lot of times people will say, oh, there's a drone, I'm just going to shoot it down with a shotgun. Well, that's private property, you know? It's one thing if we're talking about like a weaponized drone coming to kill you, and yes, you're going to, it's got a shotgun on the end of it, and it's trying to kill your kids. Yes, shoot the drone down, obviously. This is, you know, but that's obviously not going to be a very likely situation, right? So how are drones used? You know, they're used to kill terrorists in many cases, and also a lot of civilian collateral damage on that, which I will agree. And then there's observation drones. Drones that just map out the territory, right? That just tell you where the enemy is, or just tell you where anything is. And a lot of people use drones just for observation of like buildings, for example, architecture. You can take pictures of certain areas, certain architecture. And this can be used in malicious ways to look in people's windows or things like that, like Peeping Tom kind of stuff. But, you know, drones can also have lots of good civilian uses. And I'm not going to say the civilian uses that I think are going to come because I'm trying to get some patents on the use of drones for certain civilian uses. But I used drones in the film Alongside Night when we were shooting a drone scene. We had two drones. We used those right down the middle of a city street, and we had to have a permit for it because we were flying through around buildings and, you know, over crowds and stuff. So there was a bit of a process we had to go through. But I want to talk about drones from a foreign policy perspective first, because I think that's the first number one, you know, issue. Most libertarians, they look at drones from a foreign policy perspective and they're like, extrajudicial killing, which is absolutely wrong, of course. To kill an American citizen without due process, they have not been convicted in a court of law, and they've basically just been killed. And then a lot of times, people, they'll kill innocent bystanders too, you know? And that's the problem the president has, where he is making these decisions unilaterally. But would it be okay to use a drone in such a way if the Congress authorized it? Now, you say, okay, well, from a natural rights perspective, no, that person needs to have some sort of due process. Well, the right now we're using drones in such a way, in that executive way, the extrajudicial way, we're using that based on the authorization for the use of military force in Afghanistan that was cleared after 9/11. This Ron Paul voted for that, by the way. If you're a Ron Pauler, he voted for the use of the authorization of military force in Afghanistan. Now, it's obviously just like anything else. It's been stretched way beyond way beyond what it was originally supposed to be used for, to go after bin Laden and his compatriots, has now become a blanket war on terror, which is, of course, a problem. But from the basic standpoint of an ethical issue of whether or not the use of a drone itself is wrong, I mean, ask yourself this. I mean, Ron Paul, the day after 9/11, called for mercenaries, right? And he called for mercenaries to use drones. Excuse me, not for mercenaries to use drones, but mercenaries to attack Osama bin Laden. And if those mercenaries had used drones, would that have been ethical? Would that have been due process? Let's say that Ron Paul's authorization for the use of military force, which he signed off on when he voted for back in 2011, when that happened, if they had used drones to get Osama bin Laden, would that have been a problem? You know, and would it have legitimized any collateral damage? Well, if you're like a non-aggression principle anarchist who says that it's never okay to have any collateral damage, well, you know, you can live in la-la land over here, and I'm sorry, but there's just, if you're going to fight or fight back or even use self-defense, there's a chance you might harm innocent bystanders. You try not to, but it's pretty much impossible. But you do have a right to defend yourself. And this is the classic A versus B versus C argument, where if A takes B hostage and starts shooting at C, can C shoot back at A, even if that means that he might hit B, you know? So the question is one of self-defense. You know, sometimes civilians do get in the way of two aggressive parties, one party aggressor, they being the aggressor, and then the other one, being a non-aggressor who is sort of caught in the middle. Anthony Gregory, whose work I admire greatly, but I don't always agree with on foreign policy, he says that, you know, yes, C can defend himself from A, who's taken a hostage, but if C, in defending himself from A's attack, harms B, well, then he's required to pay damages. And that seems to make sense, that there's damages. So the question here is, on foreign policy, is if we do use drones, what authorization, how do we give authorization in a way that is consistent with due process? And I argue that the problem now is that that we sort of have anarchy in a sense. You know, there is no sort of order at all to how we prosecute the war on terror. And of course, war on terror is a tactic. How do you wage war on a tactic? But, you know, when you've got terrorists like these, you know, that are attacking your trade center, you've got to have a response to that. So the question is like, what is the appropriate response? If the appropriate response is to issue an authorization of military force to the president from the Congress, that has the effect of a declaration of war, but it's not a declaration of war. And I know a lot of libertarians say, well, you know, we need to declare war. So you can't declare war on a non-country. These are non-state combatants. And this is why Guantanamo Bay was opened, was because they couldn't be tried necessarily in military courts because they're not technically military combatants according to the laws of war. So they created this sort of sub-military style system that, to me, I think it's unconstitutional and it's wrong. But what is the alternative when you are aggressed upon by foreign state actors, foreign terror cells? You know, how do you prosecute a defensive act of a defensive retaliation against people who bomb your marathon? You know, or how do you propose a foreign policy to deal with terrorism? Because you can't have no retaliation, right? You can't have no retaliation. Ron Paul even voted for that authorization of military force, and that is what has been used to prosecute the war on terror. So the question is, do you think that drones by themselves are inherently evil to be used? No, not in my opinion. And here's why. Because it's, again, this is what Rand Paul got in trouble for when he made this sort of kind of flippant comment about the use of drones here on soil, right, after his drone filibuster. And the problem is that it's just a tool like anything else. A drone it's just like a gun. You know, everybody sort of, again, they freak out. They're like, oh, drones. Like, why do you care? But Rand Paul had a point. Why do you care whether you get killed by a drone or whether you get killed by a guy with a gun? What does it really matter? And so the problem with libertarians and what we're going to have to find out is we actually have to create a brand new foreign policy that is superior to our current system. right? And the use of drones should be absolutely included in that, right? Like, you should never use a drone? What, if someone comes after me, I have to chase them down in a helicopter and shoot them down if they're running away with my, you know, wife and kids in the car? I can't use a drone to observe them? One, that's one issue. And what about number two? Can I use a drone to, like, mount a shotgun on a drone and kill a guy who's running away with my wife and kids, who's kidnapped my wife and kids, or committed of some other act of aggression? So I want to challenge the current foreign policy doctrine that we have, that's obviously the big government doctrine, and then we have the libertarian foreign policy rhetoric, which to me, I think it's just we're not really thinking through this issue. Because again, a drone is just a tool. It's just like a gun. And so I think that the problem here is that we are sort of reflexive knee-jerk when it comes to drones. And we should be wary of the president extrajudicially assassinating people. But would it be okay if Congress did it? I mean, if Congress passed an authorization for the use of military force, such as they did in Afghanistan, to go after every terrorist, would that be due process? And some libertarians would say, no, they need to be tried in a court of law. Well, you know, they're in Yemen. They're in Pakistan. They're in, you know, Karachi. They're in different places around the world. I mean, you're not going to be able to capture them all and bring them back. It's like Osama bin Laden, you know, he wasn't intending to be taken alive. But some people even oppose going after bin Laden in the way that we did, because we violated the sovereignty of Pakistan. Some of these people are anarchists who say they don't believe in borders, and they're like, respect the sovereignty of Pakistan. It makes no sense. So I want to criticize libertarian foreign policy on this, and, you know, I'm going to get some anger on it, but too bad. But I challenge the doctrine on this, because the issue isn't the drone itself, but the process behind the use of the drone. And that's really what we have to question. And we have to admit that there is no system currently in place, other than the system that's currently in place, that is an option for us to look at and point to and say, hey, here's some precedent for how we might use drones. Because, again, a drone, a tool, just like any other, right? Just like a gun. And so, you know, if you agree with Ron Paul that we should have used mercenaries instead, would have been okay for mercenaries to be assassinating American citizens, Anwar al-Awlaki, right? So my question is, would the Congress have had to pass an authorization for the use of military force, and then to mercenaries, or grant letters of marks and reprisal to mercenaries, and then said, hey, you can use drones? Is that what you're advocating for? Because that's actually what I would say. And that's probably the closest to the most anarcho-capitalist you're going to get, other than the fact that it's a, you know, passed joint resolution of Congress, right? You know, hey, whatever, Ron Paul status totally did the same thing, asked for mercenaries to take out Osama bin Laden. Well, if Anwar al-Awlaki was a real true threat to national security, we need to question not that a drone killed him, because it's not the drone. Well, you killed him with an AK-47. Oh, you evil bastard. Oh, that's okay, right? You can use an AK-47, just don't use a drone. No, what I'm asking here is, what is the process? What is the due process? And that is really the hard part. That's the sticking part of these numbers. I want you to think about this. What is fair due process for someone to have a drone come after them and be blown away from, you know, from the sky? It doesn't sound pretty. But neither is terrorism. And you can't just not retaliate when you're attacked. You can't just have no consequences to blowing up the Twin Towers on 9/11. You can't just have, it's my fault, it's America's fault, and blah, blah, blah. That's stupid. So I want to challenge foreign policy doctrine amongst libertarianism, because I think that sometimes we have this sort of knee-jerk reflexive reaction to the use of drones, but we're not really talking about the real issue, which is due process. How do we set up a system of checks and balances that makes it so that it's not some unitary executive unilaterally assassinating American citizens? And I feel like that is really the problem, is that we are sort of paranoid about the use of the drone when the drone itself is just a tool. So, you know, what due process would be fair? Well, you can't have Guantanamo, right? Because it's a secret prison. It's outside of our system. But where else are you going to put these guys? Put them in the normal prison system? Probably. That's probably the way to do it. But again, these people aren't, they aren't military combatants, and they aren't civilian terrorists. You know, they're not normal civilian terrorists. They're foreign. They're foreigners. A lot of them. The ones that are Americans, you know, if they're in the, caught in the United States, they do go to the court through the court system. Like the guy who tried to blow up the Capitol a couple of weeks ago, the ISIS supporter who tried to attack the Capitol. They found him in Michigan. That basement dweller dude. But I want to challenge libertarian foreign policy orthodoxy again, and I want to just restate this again, because we're not talking about the real issues. We're focused on the use of the word drone, and drone is scary and interesting and alien, but due process is where it's really at. What is the due process? And I'm curious what you guys think is a fair due process, because you're not going to be able to capture them all, and you're not going to be able to bring them to the United States and try them. So if the Congress passes an authorization for the use of military force and grants the president authority to go after these guys, is that due process? That's what I'm asking. And if Congress authorizes letters of mark and reprisal and hires mercenaries, and Blackwater goes and uses a drone to assassinate Anwar al-Awlaki, is that due process? Or is it only due process if you convict them in a court of law and all that? Well, and here's the thing, and I talk about this with one of my friends. He's a neocon and he's a lawyer, but he's a good debate partner, a good sparring partner. And he says that it's not due process for us to try and convict them in absentia. Meaning, here's the thing. A lot of libertarians are like, well, just do a trial here in the United States, and then, you know, if they get convicted and bring all the evidence, so invite them to the trial. If they don't show, Just convict them, and then you can go after them, and that's due process. But that goes against libertarian legal theory, and at least, you know, limited government legal theory, in the sense that you should be able to face your accusers, right? It would essentially be a show trial, a kangaroo court. If you're not there, you're convicted in absentia. I mean, that's tyranny, too. So what... That is what we've got to talk about. Again, I'm getting to the basics of this. It's not the drone that's the problem. It's the due process. And here's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have one. We do not have any precedent by which we can draw from, other than the president right now, which we oppose. But just being in opposition to something isn't being for something. It isn't, you know, you could say, oh, I'm for natural rights and I'm for due process. But which due process? What is due process? To retaliate against terrorists, to retaliate against people who threaten us and our lives. I guess I'm clueless on this one, ladies and gentlemen, because I think we're missing the forest for the trees here. We're focusing on the drone. We're not focusing on the problems, the real problems, the problems of due process. And also, you know, here's another one. Let's look at drone use domestically. This is another issue that I want to address. But observation drones, right? So I would not oppose weaponized drones being deployed here on American soil ever in any shape or form. However, what about observational drones? So if, for example, a police chase, a lot of times police put more people in danger because of the way that they pursue suspects in helicopters or in cars and on foot, and they give chase, and a lot of times it involves a high-speed chase and there's a lot of tension, and you know, sometimes it crashes and there's all kinds of collateral damage. But I guess what I'm really, really, really curious of here is, wouldn't it be better to use observational drones to follow a suspect, to give chase, so that they don't feel threatened? Maybe they wouldn't even see the drone, they're just being chased and followed and tallied, and then you just follow the GPS device to where the bad guy went? So it's actually, here's the thing, if you use drones domestically for observation, for things like, you know, following criminals and things like that, then it's limited government in the sense that you're spending less money on resources, because drones are very inexpensive. And you're putting less people in actual physical danger by not instituting a high-speed chase. So should drones, observation drones, be used in such a way? Yeah, the only problem is, as you and I know, the government always has to once they get your nose under the tent, then they want to use it for more. All of a sudden, you're going to have drones being, you know, people being spied on with drones, and they're going to be, you know, that they're going to misuse power. But in a, let's say just from a, let's have a theoretical, again, I don't like to dwell on fantasy world, but let's talk about what might be possible. If you could have drones, if you could use drones for observational purposes, wouldn't that be an effective, more effective tool than police officers, dozens of police officers giving chase in police cars? It would, because it's less, it's more cost efficient, and it puts less people in danger. So libertarians, we've got to have a better discussion about this. We got to elevate the discussion on the use of drones in foreign policy and in domestic policy, because whether we like it or not, drones are coming. Drone proliferation is happening all across the country and all across the world. And so we have to decide what rules we wish to be governed by under the basic laws of war and the laws of self-defense. And according to, I think, basic human decency, respecting individual rights. But you simply cannot just say that the tool itself is evil, because that is just saying, hey, you know, just like liberals say that the gun is evil. Well, libertarians, I feel like, think the drone is evil. It's used for evil purposes, and it's used improperly. Our problem, our question, what we must answer, what we must solve, are the questions of what is fair due process? Convicting someone in absentia is not due process. Sending them to Guantanamo Bay is not due process. The executive, you know, getting an authorization of military force from the Congress and blowing people up and killing civilians is not due process. What is due process? That is the problem. So think about that, ladies and gentlemen, and do me a favor. If you like this podcast, go to iTunes. Please subscribe. Leave me a 5-star review if you enjoy this, if I made you think. Again, this is all about making you think. I like to question doctrine and orthodoxy because I like to think and even question my deepest held beliefs, and I hope you do too. I'm sure you do if you've listened to this show all the way through at this point, and you're not going to go write some mean comment on my Facebook page, even though you probably will anyway. But do me a favor, subscribe on iTunes. You can also get us on the Android device. You can go to Stitcher. Go to thelibertarianrepublic.com and our sister site, libertyviral.com. Every single day, it's your home for economic freedom and personal liberty at thelibertarianrepublic.com.